The scriptures speak of a Sabbath rest. What is the Sabbath? Is it relevant to us today? If so, then how? This subject of the Sabbath gives us tremendous insight into how blessed we are through the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. The scriptures were given by God for people who desire to know God's will, and for those who desire to live for God. What God wants us to know about the Sabbath is clarified in the scriptures. First, let's take a look at the origin of the Sabbath in the scriptures. This is recorded in Genesis 2, verses 1 to 3. And the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God finished his work which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because that in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made. These verses are referenced as a standard for the Sabbath. In them is stated that God worked for 6 days, then on the seventh day he rested from all his work. Then it says that God blessed the seventh day and hallowed or sanctified it. The seventh day is what is referred to throughout the Bible as the Sabbath. In it, God rested because his work was finished. The term Sabbath never strays from this original meaning seen in Genesis 2. With this understanding of God having finished his work, then resting on the Sabbath, let's compare Old Covenant references with the New. The similarities between the Old Covenant and the New are found in the original meaning. The differences regarding the Sabbath in the Old Covenant and the New bring to light that through Jesus as the Christ, those who believe the gospel have our Sabbath rest through Jesus Christ's redemptive work. God finished his work in our behalf through Jesus Christ so that we can now rest in his accomplishments as a result. Regarding the Ten Commandments in the Law of Moses, more is written in the scriptures about the Sabbath than any other command. This is very significant. An insightful truth is declared in the book of Hebrews regarding the Sabbath. In the book of Hebrews, we discover that the Old Covenant was a shadow, which is an image or silhouette, of what God would bring to mankind through Christ. It reads in Hebrews 10:1, "For the law, having a shadow, which is an image or silhouette, of the good things to come, not the very image of the things." See, the law was a shadow of the good things to come through Jesus Christ. The law was temporarily in place to point to the Christ and to the things God would bring to mankind through him. Let's look at the Sabbath references in the Old Covenant, then in the New. First in the Old. This is written in Exodus 20, verses 8 to 11. "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath unto Jehovah thy God. In it you shall not do any work. You, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger that is within your gates. For 6 days Jehovah made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore Jehovah blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." Do you see the original meaning here that we saw in Genesis 2? As God worked for 6 days, then rested on the seventh, so Israel was to keep this same pattern. This was to point to the powerful truth that would come through the Christ, that believers of the gospel would find their Sabbath rest in Christ's finished work. Now let's look at this word Sabbath in a New Testament reference, Hebrews chapter 4, verses 1 to 10. Let us fear, therefore, lest happily a promise being left of entering into his rest, any one of you should seem to have come short of it. For indeed we have had good tidings, referring to the gospel, preached unto us, even as also they. But the word of hearing did not profit them, because it was not united by faith with them that heard it. For we who have believed do enter into that rest, even as he said, as I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he has said somewhere of the seventh day on this wise, and God rested on the seventh day from all his works, and in this place again, they shall not enter into my rest. Seeing therefore it remains that some should enter thereinto, and they to whom the good tidings were before preached failed to enter in because of disobedience, he again defines a certain day, today, saying in David, so long a time afterward, even as has been said before, today, if you shall hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Joshua had given them rest, referring to Joshua leading the children of Israel into the promised land, for if Joshua had given them rest, he would not have spoken afterward of another day. There remains therefore a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest has himself also rested from his own works. Do you hear that phrase? He that is entered into his rest has himself also rested from his own works as God did from his. See, as God rested from his own works after the work was done, so we rest from our own works after the work was done. The work was done for us saints through the Lord Jesus Christ. He finished the work as God did his in the very beginning. Our Sabbath rest is found in believing the gospel of Christ, because our Sabbath, the seventh day rest, is found in believing that Jesus Christ did the work of God, which produced our resting from our own works. Noah Webster's original dictionary, written in 1828, defines the word rest among a variety of definitions. He says, rest is the cessation of motion or action of any kind, as rest from labor, rest from mental exertion, rest of body or mind. A body is at rest when it ceases to move. The mind is at rest when it ceases to be disturbed or agitated. The sea is never at rest. Hence, quiet, repose, a state free from motion or disturbance, a state of reconciliation to God. See, Noah Webster closes this with a state of reconciliation to God, defining rest. Saints, the state of being reconciled to God is where we find our rest. Jesus Christ reconciled us to God by his death. Now, being reconciled to God, we rest from our own works to produce these great results that we have in Christ. God arranged from the very beginning that his Son, Jesus as the Christ, would finish God's work of our redemption and salvation. This work produced for us what our own works could never produce. Hence, righteousness, holiness, redemption from sin, eternal life, us being heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, having peace with God, etc., etc. See, in short, Jesus Christ's work reconciled us back to God, where we share in common with God the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. In this finished work, we cease from our own works to produce these God-given realities. This is where we find the true rest of the Sabbath, in Christ. And I want to read to you again Genesis 2, those verses we started with. And on the seventh day, God finished his work, which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because in it he rested from all his work, which God had created and made. Saints, Believing the gospel, we accept that Jesus Christ finished this work in our behalf. This is why, as God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, we live in a blessed day, the day of the Lord Jesus Christ, where He is Lord of us now. This is where we rest from our own works and live in this hallowed, this holy state of being. Jesus Christ is our Sabbath rest.